If you're spending any time outside right now, it feels like fall. But at local farmers markets, you can still buy fruit and veggies that taste like the height of summer. Holly Smith is the chef at Cafe Juanita in Kirkland. On Sunday, I met her at the Ballard Farmers Market to find out what's fresh this week.
Oh my gosh, you know, what an amazing summer, for better or for worse. So the end of summer tomatoes, green beans have been really wonderful. I'm here specifically to try to grab about 60 pounds of ripe nectarines, because I tried to get 60 pounds of ripe nectarines and I got 60 pounds of unripe nectarines on Friday. And I have a lot of sorbet to make for a special party.
How do you tell when a nectarine is ripe? How do you know that this is the right time to buy 60 pounds of nectarines?
And here's Bill. So, honestly, and this is a great tip for anybody, tomatoes and stone fruit both, buying number twos. So number ones are perfect. You're going to pay the most for number ones. They are picture perfect. Number twos could have, you know how a tomato will start to split, but it's not exposed flesh. It's just not pretty, and you have to cut some stuff away. So we buy those from farms. They're happy to find a home for them, and then we use them for things like soup where we're cutting them up and squishing them and all that good stuff. So my hope was that he had some, even slightly bruised would be great for sorbet. So we look for the feel, the little bit of give, and they also should have a little perfume. And it's honestly a perfect nectarine. Feels probably a little more firm than people are expecting. I like when there's a little bit of acidity left in the fruit. But my friend Bill Davidson owns Bill's Fruits, and he's just a staple at all the markets. Bill and I traveled in Italy together years ago, so I love his fruit, and my hope is just that maybe by Sunday he would have some ripe left over somewhere.
So you said that nectarines, even if they're a little bit bruised, are perfect for sorbet. How would you go about making sorbet? Not with, you know, 60 pounds, but if I had a pound of nectarines, how would I do that?
Hopefully you have something like a Vitamix or a Cuisinart or, you know, I don't know. Those two things would be important. Peel it down. I like to leave the skin on because there's tannins in the skin. That, again, acidity is important to me. Make a puree with your fruit. If you feel like it's too flecked, maybe you pass it through a strainer. And then you need simple syrup. We use something called a refractometer. It measures sugar. So winemakers use it as well. But you can just go to taste, honestly. A little interesting trick, especially with peaches or nectarines, would be to add a little Prosecco or a little sparkling of any sort. It inhibits the freezing. You'll get a creamier sorbet. Little pinch of salt and freeze it any way you can.
So you've got, I mean, you're going to get nectarines, but you were also a little tempted by the pluots. You might be picking up tomatoes.
Yeah.
Why are we seeing all these great kind of, I mean, it's a cloudy, kind of cold day, but all of these things you're buying just scream summer to me.
No, I mean, I think as a restaurant person, it's going to be a little tough in the next few weeks, because if it keeps feeling like this, we're all going to want butternut squash and pears. Now, apples and pears are coming in, and they're going to be great and amazing, but it's only the beginning of September. I mean, we really are in kind of the height of what is typical for Washington summers. But I think, even myself personally, I think, you know, our palates become a little tired of those things. We're so excited for the first tomato, and then you're like, I think I'm kind of done. So I'm hoping for the farmers and for all the chefs out there that that people are still a little interested, because they're really great. They're really great for another 2 or 3 weeks.
Ain't what she's living today, but she never...
Holly Smith is the chef at Cafe Juanita in Kirkland. I met her at the Ballard Farmers Market this weekend.